there, and welcome to episode 3 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, here again to bring you another totally awesome episode of the Creepy Kingdom podcast. All right, this episode we got some good stuff for you here. So good, we're going to cut the small talk and jump right into it. I am going to present to you the Creepy Secrets of Disneyland with David and Sarah from FreshBakedDisney.com. Let's go. All right. I'm here with two people from FreshBakedDisney.com. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Sarah Romy.
Sorry, it's a force of habit.
Yes.
I'm Dave Erickson.
Cool. Well, and why don't you tell listeners about your site, what you guys do there?
Well, Fresh Baked is something that we started about a year ago. Our intentions were basically to videotape our trips to the park. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to sort of get a first-person narrative of what's happening on a day-to-day basis. And that's pretty much our bread and butter is we record ourselves being Disney dorks as much as possible.
At Disneyland, to be specific, because we didn't
say Disneyland,
that.
Yeah.
At Disneyland, always at Disneyland.
I really don't have a life outside of Disneyland, to be honest.
No, we really don't.
So how often do you guys go to the parks?
I go every week.
Yeah, David goes more than me because I unfortunately moved out of Orange County. But before I was going probably twice a week along with you.
Yep.
So a lot.
Yeah, pretty much I'm there every Saturday and then the occasional Sundays.
Wow.
Yeah, and then at this point I'm there as much as I possibly can be. So, yeah.
Very, very envious. I'm in freezing cold New Jersey right now, and that's all I want for my life is just to go to Disneyland whenever I want.
Well, a warm cocoa
and
Disneyland.
A little fresh bake is like a warm cup of hot chocolate. It'll keep you cozy at night.
All right.
So. Exactly.
Very, very cool. All right. So you have a section on your website called The Secrets of Disneyland. And
yes.
It's pretty cool because I listen to a lot of Disney podcasts. I read a lot of Disney blogs, and I see a lot of the same information over and over again. And I have never seen any of those secrets.
Exactly
before.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and also that's, a lot of the same wrong information.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's true. Yeah. The ones that we do highlight are done for the express reason that I got sick of seeing Club 33 and, the smell of whatever on Main Street and there's no bubblegum allowed. Like, how many times do I have to hear that? I'm trying to suck true good secrets about Disneyland.
So how did you dig these secrets up? Or if you don't want to tell your sources, that's okay. Just...
We might have to hurt you.
Some of it is just it's not really a secret. Like the secret path is just it's a path. It's
right
it's there.
And I would like to put in that it's a lot of Disneyland going in general, talking to people and experiencing Disneyland for yourself has a lot to do with that.
Right. So it's just on the field.
As far as the one, like for example, that the skeleton one. That's more legend, or myth. Doesn't get talked about much though on the in your typical secret dialogues that you hear on the internet. So,
well, let's explain that one. Yeah, let's explain what that is. We didn't say what it was yet.
Yes, that's a good one. Explain it, David.
Okay, so, yeah. legend has it that on the Pirates of the Caribbean, obviously you're going through a ride that's full of skeletons and mm-hmm. the pirates that have gone to the afterlife, etc. Legend has it that, you know, when they first initially designed the ride, that they used actual skeletons. That the technology at the time was not sophisticated enough that they could make a believable looking skeleton. They looked too whitewashed, too clean.
Right.
They couldn't age it well enough. So they basically got a bunch of cadavers from the local UCLA medical facility, I believe, and used actual skeletons on ride. And today there's supposed to be one skeleton left.
Wow. And do you have any indication which skeleton that is?
Yes.
I know.
The skeleton, there's a skull and crossbones on a headboard. Hold on a sec. I got a photo here.
It's the skeleton with the red and white cap, and he's examining his little treasure with a magnifying glass, and he's in bed. And above his bed on the headboard.
Exactly right.
On the headboard is a head.
Nice.
Yes.
So this secret, this has been confirmed?
Well, it hasn't been denied.
Okay. All right. It's a first good first step.
They're not going to come out and say, yeah, we've got a real skeleton head on the ride.
Right.
At least not today. But back in the day, you know, in the 50s and 60s, they weren't so touchy about that sort of thing, and it wasn't, you know, they didn't try to obscure it or hide that kind of thing back then. So that information sort of, you know, drifts into the contemporary lore. Mm-hmm. So while Disney isn't denying it, they haven't really, you know, come out and said it either. They're not going to ever. I'm
right.
Sure
there's probably no point for them to admit that.
No.
Probably not.
But there's plenty of stories and you know, like I said, legend being handed down from people who were employees at the time, mm-hmm. who have said, yeah, they've confirmed it, that they actually did. And it was completely legit at the time. There was no, like I said, there was no, you know, nobody thought badly of it at the time. They needed some skeletons, so they went to UCLA and grabbed them. Well, bought them, I think, is the proper term.
Correct.
And I like to add that when you ask Disney employees or cast members something and they don't deny it, to me, that's a good sign.
Okay, yeah, that's true. So you guys have asked people point blank and they just said they don't, they just, what do they say?
I don't know. David, have you asked, well, actually?
I have not asked a cast member. I generally don't ask cast members on, you know, in the park much of that because they don't know. It's such a transient position that person that you're talking to has probably been there for 3 weeks.
Right. And, true.
I know
true.
They don't exactly, it's like, here's, you know, today in their training session will be, you know, all the secrets of Disneyland.
Right. Yeah.
Best training session ever.
Yeah, I know. Now, don't tell anyone any of this information, but you're all caught up on it.
Yeah. So if you want, I mean, maybe ask a Plaid. That would be the one person I might ask is a Plaid. But other than that, you're probably not going to get any good scoop from an on-site Disney employee or cast member.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm looking at your list here, and we have the Halloween tree. That's kind of creepy, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me about that secret? It,
yeah. Well, if you're a Ray Bradbury fan, sure.
Most definitely.
Wait, so I haven't read what this is, so I don't know what it is. So you can.
Oh.
Okay. Ray Bradbury and Disney go way back. Mm-hmm. He and Walt were friends, and he wrote a story called the Halloween Tree, and the cover art for the tree is basically how they tried to match or, you know, theme a tree in Frontierland to match the cover art for that book.
Oh, okay.
And he's done a sort of a like an honorary thing for Bradbury for his lifetime, you know, of service to Disneyland, because he's actually involved in quite a bit of the history of the park. A lot of people don't even know.
Yeah, I wasn't.
But anyway, so it's just sort of an sort of an honorary thing for Ray, and it's to commemorate that story, the Halloween Tree, that he wrote a while back. And it's the story of the Halloween Tree is one where these kids get, I don't know, trapped into some sort of vortex of time and space, and they learn about the history of Halloween through different cultures and different the way people experience death and fear and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's a secret I've never heard anything about ever.
You gotta dive deep if you're gonna get some good articles on this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I haven't been too investigative. I just kind of, you know, I listen to certain podcasts and read certain blogs, but I don't believe everything I read. I'm not saying I'm that naive, but but if somebody sounds like they know what they're talking about, I usually kind of like, okay.
David's really good at that.
I will
add that the tree is not as creepy during the day, quite wholesome and charming during the day.
Okay.
Creepy factor usually comes out at night when it's all lit up.
Well, that's the best kind of creepiness. That's, you know, that seems so innocent during the day, but as soon as nightfall hits.
Touché.
Oh, great. And another thing on your site that I loved was the video that you actually posted, which was The Secrets of the Haunted Mansion. Now, Haunted Mansion is something that I'll hear a lot of information about all the time. And a lot of repeat information. I don't think I hear too much false. I mean, at this point, I know what's not true, and I know who not to believe. But your video was so good. There was a lot of things I never heard before. You know, and I'm going to post a link on our website because we have it on YouTube. I'll post a YouTube video on the show notes for this episode so that listeners can check that out.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was great. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Actually, just for whatever it's worth, I'm reposting that video fairly soon because Google hates me.
Google hates you. Google loves everybody.
No, they don't. They really don't love everybody.
Google's making this conversation possible. Google. You know,
yeah, that was so easy, wasn't it? yeah, but they blocked the part of the. They blocked the video in some areas, so I've got to recompile it and edit out some stuff so that everybody can see the whole thing. So I'll be reposting that actually, I think, in the next week or so.
All right. Well, so you're taking down the original one? It's going to be a whole new link. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm going to leave the original up. It's because it's in two parts.
Oh, okay.
And it's the second part. It's the second part that's been blocked because of the Grim Grinning Ghost song that I included in the video.
Oh, okay.
And I have to take out that part of the video to make it, so I can release it every month.
So you need to make the royalty free version of Grim Grinning Ghost.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, just a few notes off, change a few of the words, you know. I guess when you post the new one up, we'll make sure everyone in every country on earth can watch it. So we'll
get Yay.
Okay, so as Disneyland locals, that's an understatement, I guess. As people that live literally at Disneyland. you guys can both answer this. What do you think is the creepiest part of Disneyland?
I honestly think that some of the little kids' rides in Fantasyland, to me, that's the creepiest part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because no matter what time of the day that you jump on those rides, it's super dark,
right?
And it's super creepy and jerky, and I feel like things are going to jump out of the sides. Like we went to a carnival ride or something. So oddly enough, charming princess fantasy land and their creepy little kids rides are the creepiest part to me. But I love it. Right, I wouldn't change it for anything.
You're talking about the dark rides in particular, right?
I'm talking about like Pinocchio and Snow White, Scary Adventure, and Mr. Toad, which I believe is the one that you go through hell.
Yes.
Hell in its flames. Yes. Pretty creepy, if you ask me. But
no, I was gonna say I don't file those under little kid rides. Because I just wanted to be clear, you weren't talking about Casey Jr. or something. Or the story of the land boats.
Dumbo's flying elephants really gets me.
I don't know. I probably couldn't ride that right now. I would get dizzy. It's funny. I going on those type of like just mild things where you just go in circles make me dizzy, but going on a roller coaster, I'm fine.
Well, I think that's how it goes for all three of us talking, actually, because I don't do dizzy rides either.
I don't even go on rides. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, I mean, obviously Snow White's Scary Adventure is just by the title of it.
It's not kidding. It's not kidding at all. It is a scary adventure.
Snow White's Scary Adventure really baffles me because, as far as I can tell, the whole point of that is that she really wants you to have that damn apple. You are gonna eat that damn apple, when you like it or not.
Yeah, yes.
And that in itself can be creepy, shoving fruit into a kid's face. Sometimes doesn't go well.
My son still won't go on that ride, by the way. He turns away when she turns around and does that transformation from the evil queen or whatever to the wicked witch.
Yeah.
Or whatever you call her. That freaks him out. He can't do it.
That's because your son knows well.
I've heard a lot, read a lot of history of that ride, and the crazy thing about that is when it first opened, Snow White wasn't in the ride, and this perspective was supposed to be that you were Snow White, and that's even right. Creepier.
Yeah, it was supposed to be scarier.
Poor Snow White.
Yeah, wow. And then I guess also, I believe that you were supposed to have sort of died at the end of that ride. I think that there was a boulder was supposed to be knocked on you, if my memory corrects me, or serves me correctly.
You're kidding. That's news to me. I didn't know that.
That may have happened in the Disney World version. I'm just kind of blurring my facts. I wasn't prepared to talk about Snow White's Scary Adventure. You're talking off the cuff. But that may have happened.
My bad.
Yeah, no, that's all good. But that may have happened on that one, if you hadn't heard of it. But I don't know. That's something to explore. I'm sure.
I will definitely look into that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I want to go to Disney World even more.
Well, Snow White's Scary Adventure is gone from Disney World.
Oh.
You can't do that now.
Yeah. It closed.
You got the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train that will never be finished.
Yeah, it's not. You don't have it yet. Just not there yet. But,
The new Fantasyland opened a year ago. They still haven't finished that ride.
Yeah. No. but that's. That's not my problem. Anyway, so I mean, I'm sure that ride will be cool. At least Snow White's will continue in some form in the park. So we'll see when it opens. But that's a whole other topic. How long it's taken them to build that ride? So just like that.
And David, you didn't give us your answer.
Yes. What is your answer?
Well, actually, the creepiest thing that I don't know if this plays or not because we're supposed to be Disneyland experts, but I don't get creeped out by much of Disney, but my magic over at your joint, Disney World, is what creeps me out. Have you?
Well, just to be clear, also.
Thing.
Right. Well, just to be clear, I don't claim allegiance to any particular park I've spent. So Disney World is not necessarily my. It's geographically closer. I'll just say it's geographically closer to me, but. Yeah, back on your topic.
I get creeped out more on as far as institutional stuff by Disneyland than I do about anything that I find at the park. Although I will say this, the new blinking Mickey.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
What is it?
They've animated the Mickey costume.
Oh yeah, talking Mickey.
Walk around Mickey costume.
Yeah,
the talking Mickey, and he blinks, and his mouth opens and closes, and I'm not sure I'm okay with that. Because
I'm not.
I've got when his mouth is closed, it's like this toothless grin. He looks like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory when he's about ready to go. You know, like you think he's gonna go try to get Batman. Like, it's really kind of off-putting. I like it. You know, I much prefer his open mouth, stoic gesture. I can fill in the blanks. My mind can do the rest. My imagination can take over. But when he starts opening his mouth and closing it, I kind of lose it. I freak out a little bit.
It is. It's really creepy. And Minnie Mouse talks and blinks too, and I don't like either one of them doing it.
Well, I haven't experienced that, so I don't.
Be happy. You don't want to.
So that hasn't come to Disneyland yet? They don't have that in their house when you meet them in Toontown?
Well, no, there is. It is in Disneyland. The Talking Mickey performs where he's at the Newsboys shows at DCA, and I think he's at Mickey and the Magical Map too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Minnie Mouse, that's where she speaks, is over at California Adventure as well.
Well, she used they did end the show, Minnie Sligo.
That's right.
On that one, but they ended that show.
Yeah, well, she was.
Oh, so it's the performing Mickey and Minnie that do that, not the meet and greet? Is that what you're saying?
Right. No, the meet and greet Mickey does not talk.
Okay.
I think I would punch him if he started talking.
Or, well, I shouldn't say talk. He doesn't, he's an animated.
You would punch Mickey. Start talking. That's a funny response.
And, you know, I think that brings me back to my magic point, because
yes,
according to Disney, one of their benefits, forgive me for my air quotes that I'm putting out there, one of the benefits of this My Magic program is that they're supposed to, like, when you go meet a princess, they're supposed to know your name beforehand, and they can, like, greet you by name. And I'm pretty sure that if Snow White or somebody said my name before I walked up there, I might have to slap one of them around a bit, because that's not cool.
You're
in my space at that point.
Yeah, I gotta disagree. I think it'd be amazing if I walked up to Snow White and she said, "Hi, James." I don't know, man. I'm like, how's Scruffy? I don't have a dog named Scruffy, but you're supposed to know your pet's names too. I'm not really interested in wearing bands or whatever, but I don't know. I think for kids that'd be cool, you know.
Well, okay, so the band, right?
Yeah.
I just feel like at some point they're going to activate that band and we're all going to become Disney zombies and take over the world or something like that. There's some nefarious crap going on
with
that
band. I'm okay with that. I don't really see a problem
right?
with that.
Like, okay, like the SpongeBob movie, you know, when Squidward puts the bucket under his and he turns it on, like, that's it. You become a Disney, you know, it's going to happen. It's happening, and those bands are the beginning.
Right.
And history will tell us we should have done something. We should have done something.
Yeah, I don't
this
know.
Podcast is going to be one of the examples that they have.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. I mean, as soon as they work out everything, you know it's coming to you guys soon. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I will accept that as creepy. You know, I tend not to talk about that type of creepy stuff. More like,
right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Conspiracy theory, creepy stuff.
Yeah.
I tried to talk about artistic creepiness, but you know that's a curveball. It's cool.
It's a level of creepy. It is.
It is a little creepy. It doesn't creep me out, but if it creeps you out, it's all right. I wouldn't wear a magic band, so I guess I don't really care. Because
just boycott.
Yeah, well, you know, well, I wouldn't activate my credit card to it. That to me is the worst thing about it. Just paying for stuff by waving your wrist, then you just have no concept of how much money you're spending, and you know, I couldn't see that really being something that a local would even want to even deal with. Like,
yeah. Negative.
That's why I won't work in Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing that's really horrible about it is the way that they're going to take away paper fast passes, and you have to pick your fast passes online before you get there. Like, all the
I don't want that.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. I mean, all the podcasts I listen to of Disney World podcasts, they're all saying like they're all annual pass holders. Like they're like they just want to, they don't want to like plan before they go, or they just hop over throughout their day, or you know, something yeah. like that. Like,
yeah.
So
no, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm not sure how this is all gonna go, but you know. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, there's not too much we can do about it. It's either we go or we don't, because they're going to do it. So, well, I think that we've, about run out of time. So why don't you tell us how to find you guys on the internet?
Well, depending on which platform you're on, you'll most likely be able to find us.
By doing what? Just wishing?
Yeah, finish the thought, Romy.
Search our name, Fresh Baked Disney, and then we show up, and then you start liking or following or sharing or whichever platform you're on, and you're good to go.
What are the platforms? What?
We got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We've got a website. FreshBakedDisney.com. We've got our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/FreshBakedDisney. We're all over the place.
Wow, you guys got the same name on all platforms. No one took it from you on one of them, and you had to alter it a little. It's just,
it's Uber.
Yeah, we did actually. Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah, Twitter. I think Twitter's the only one that's missing a letter, right?
The E.
Oh, because it's not long enough, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So just Fresh Baked Disney. That's what you need on Twitter.
But otherwise, you know, I don't tweet a whole lot, so you're not making much of me. Fresh Baked, put it anywhere, you'll find it. But yeah, generally, most of our presence is on YouTube and Instagram. We put up videos every day and photos every day on Instagram, so that's where you'll find us the most.
Yes. And we love to interact with our followers. That's
right.
That's how I met you guys.
Yeah, true. Very true. This is all very true.
It was, I believe, on Instagram. So.
Yes, good old Instagram. Gotta love it.
Yeah, who would have thought that Instagram would be a way to meet people?
I know. People thought MySpace was the hottest spot.
Well, I definitely want to have you guys on again. You know, there's obviously many topics to discuss. But,
yes.
But you guys are the first guest that I've ever had on the show.
Yay,
so.
First guest!
All right.
And so we'll definitely catch up with you guys again.
Yes, thank you for having us. Well,
thanks for having us.
All right.
Hey, I said that.
Hey, copycat.
When ghosts and goblins by the score, ring your bell or pound your door. Better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true.
Alrighty, thanks again to David and Sarah from FreshBakedDisney.com for coming on the show. I will put the links to the Haunted Mansion videos that were discussed and links to the blog post about those creepy secrets in the show notes for this episode, episode 3, which you of course can find at creepykingdom.com. And of course there's still time to enter our VHS contest. VHS contest, that's what I said, right? If you yourself would like to win a copy of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves on VHS, all you gotta do is email creepykingdom@gmail.com by January 1st, 2014. And if you would like to win a copy of Pinocchio on VHS, all you gotta do is email creepykingdom@gmail.com by January 8th, 2014. just that simple. Send an email, say you want the VHS, which one do you want, and it could be yours. Our next episode will be dropping on Christmas Day, and we are going to take a little special look at a, I don't know if it's really a film, I'm definitely not putting it as part of the creepy film segment, but a little something special. We're going to be taking a look at Mickey's Christmas Carol from 1983. If you haven't seen that yet, definitely watch that up so we can get ready to get into that. And, you know, it'd be ready. This episode will be waiting for you Christmas morning. So between opening presents and sitting through the Disney Christmas parade, well, sitting through the horrible teen singers just to see some of the parks on TV. between that, you know, check your podcast feed. You know, check your iTunes if you subscribe there. Check your Stitcher. Check your YouTube. Check it up. Speaking of iTunes, while you're there, let me know what you think of the show. Leave me a little review in the iTunes store. You know, let me know what's up. Let other people know what's up. Let everyone know what's up. Let me know what you think. And for everything Creepy Kingdom, show notes, videos, blog posts, pictures of creepy Disney fan art and creepy Disney cosplay, it's all in one spot, creepykingdom.com. So until next time, keep it creepy.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.